Welcome to FTR on the Go. Striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals and designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest market information.
Hello and welcome to the latest from our FTR on the Go series. I'm Jonathan Starks, Chief Operating Officer at FTR, and I'm sharing with you some of the latest commentary from the TransForecast service brought to you by FTR and TruckStop.com. This week's commentary looks at why employment is strong, but freight isn't. The employment numbers for February came out recently, and the numbers looked good. U.S. businesses added another 242,000 jobs in February, an improvement over the 172,000 added in January. The monthly numbers are volatile, but if you average the recent numbers, you get monthly gains of about 228,000 over the last 3 months, 235,000 over the last 6 months, and 223,000 over the last 12 months. Those are very stable, solid employment gains. GDP should be growing solidly during that time, and it has grown, but certainly not as strong as we all would like. So where's the disconnect? The trouble is that the goods-producing industries, the sector that is key to freight demand, has seen a significant slowing in employment. There is talk of a manufacturing recession, and we can certainly say, at a minimum, that manufacturing activity has been weak for at least a year. Employment growth in goods-producing industries has become disconnected from the overall employment growth since April of last year. The picture is clear. We are losing growth in areas that actually produce goods that need transported. Goods-producing employment was down 15,000 in February compared to the robust addition of 242,000 overall jobs. In fact, over the whole last 12 months, goods-producing jobs has only added 124,000, half of what was added in February alone for the U.S. as a whole. Services continue to matter more and more in the U.S. economy. That creates additional reasons to expect slower freight growth going forward. To find out more about TransForecast, please go to transforecast.com. T-R-A-N-S, the number 4, C-A-S-T.com. Sign up today and start getting this valuable information every week.
If you enjoy FTR on the Go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To find the latest analysis from FTR or see how our services can help you make smarter decisions, please go to FTRintel.com. FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.